G'day, hi, welcome. The aim for the next 5 minutes is a recap from what we looked at on Senior High House Party. So if you're in year 12, you obviously weren't there, and if you were unfortunately in year 10 and 11 and didn't make it to Senior High House Party, this is particularly for you. Or if you're just a bit slow and a little bit dumb and you forget things from 2 weeks ago, this might be helpful for you as well. So the big question that we asked as we went away on Senior High House Party is, who are you going to worship? That was the key question, because we all worship someone or something. And so the real question we asked as we looked at the Bible on Senior High House Party was, who will be your God? And so in the first talk, the first thing that we saw was that the Lord is a jealous God. What does that mean? God is jealous for us. That is, it is right that God desires our affections. We talked about the fact that He made us, the fact that He saved us. And because of those things, He wants us. He wants you. And so there's the first thing we looked at, that the Lord is a jealous God. And we talked about idolatry. The second thing, idolatry is worshipping other gods or worshipping God on your terms. So when we put anything in the place of God, when we put anything before God, anything, anyone, that's idolatry. So there's the first half of it. But the second half of it, which we talked about as well, is worshipping God on our own terms. So when we try to come to God and do things our way, rather than the way that He prescribes in the Bible, that's also idolatry. When we need to have a statue, when we need to have some type of cross or some little picture that we look at or some type of icon, all of those types of things are examples of idolatry. So the first thing, we looked at the Lord is a jealous God. That was really the foundation for everything that we did. Secondly, idolatry is worshipping other gods or worshipping God on your terms. The third thing that I tried to convince you of, and I hope you were convinced of, is that idolatry is as stupid as worshipping a scarecrow in a cucumber field. If you've got a Bible, and this doesn't quite make sense to you, open your Bible to Jeremiah chapter 10. I'm going to quickly read to you a passage from there that may help you. Jeremiah chapter 10. Make sure you can see a Bible. If you don't have one, look onto someone else's. Otherwise, listen carefully. Chapter 10, verse 1. Hear what the Lord says to you, O house of Israel. This is what the Lord says. Do not learn the ways of the nations or be terrified by signs in the sky, though the nations are terrified by them, for the customs of the peoples are worthless. They cut a tree out of the forest, and a craftsman shapes it with his chisel. They adorn it with silver and gold. They fasten it with hammer and nails so it will not totter. Like a scarecrow in a melon patch, other translations, cucumber field, their idols cannot speak. They must be carried because they cannot walk. Do not fear them. They can do no harm, nor can they do any good. No one is like you, O Lord. You are great, and your name is mighty in power. And it goes on to contrast the picture of an idol, which is like a scarecrow. Nobsy made us a pretty lame scarecrow on camp. I'm making an even lamer one. Like that. When you worship an idol, it is like worshiping a music stand with a flannelette shirt on it. That's how stupid it is. Compared to worshipping the true and living God, no one is like you, O Lord. You are great, and your name is mighty in power. The contrast you get the whole way through the Bible is that God is the true and living God. He's not some deaf, dumb, mute God that needs to be carried around because He doesn't have any legs, because He can't walk. He's the true and living God. And so I hope you realize how stupid it is to worship anything other than God. And so what we actually looked at on camp is we had a key verse from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, which will pop up, which says, they tell how you turn to God from idols to serve the living and true God and to wait for His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, Jesus who rescues us from the coming wrath. That was really our key verse. And we were talking about what it means to turn away from idols, turn away from worshipping stupid things, to worshipping the true and living God, and then waiting for Jesus. Waiting for Jesus is all about how you live every single day. It's no longer for yourself, but for Jesus who died and who rose again. And so on camp, we looked at three S words. Can anyone remember the first one that we looked at? Self. Pop it up on the screen. Second one. Stuff. Third one.
Sex.
Okay, that's what we looked at on camp. So basically, we looked at that verse and we talked about a bunch of different things. And the one about self was we talked about how it's not all about us. The world doesn't revolve around us. The one about stuff, we talked about serving just one master. And the one about sex was pleasing God rather than pleasing yourself. Over the next month or so, we're going to look at three more things. The first one tonight, we'll talk about in a little while, is celebrity. There's a bit of a stretch there with the spelling. I considered making it stardom, but I like the S for celebrity better. Next week, we'll be looking at sport and leisure and stuff like that. That could be a particularly good one for you if you love sport. Or leisure, so whether you like playing sport or playing Xbox, that type of stuff. And the final one we'll be looking at is success. That's one that'll be particularly helpful if you're in year 12, but for all of us as we think about school and uni and career and all that type of stuff. And then to finish off the series, once we finish those, we'll be talking about Jesus. And so that'll be in a month or so, and that'll be a good one to bring your friends to, and a good one to come along and hear why we should all worship Jesus. But the question I just want you to ponder tonight and over the coming weeks is, who really is your God? What is it that you're worshiping? Because it's either going to be God, the true and living God, or someone or something else. And let me close this short little bit with the words of the famous philosopher and man who married his daughter, Woody Allen. You can't ride two horses with one bum. You got that? You can't have two gods. You can't have a foot in this camp and a foot in that camp. It's either the true and living God or some other God substitute.